a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Station. This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. It's the secret that hasn't been very secret. House Speaker Brad Wilson will run for the U.S. Senate. There's been major developments in the race to replace Mitt Romney in the last hour. KSL News Radio has details about another high-profile name getting into the race. Let's get the details now. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Yeah, Jeff, Representative John Curtis telling the Deseret News he's seriously considering it. Now, his campaign sent me a statement that they ran a poll, the results of which they call, quote, very encouraging. Now, Wilson is making a speech tonight in Draper with his supporters. He's been filed as a candidate for now, but couched it under an exploratory campaign for fundraising needs. Another name we know is in the race, Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs, who has picked up support from the Utah Fraternal Order of Police. There are a number of names that are still rumored, Jeff, but right now, some of the race, at least, is solidifying. Reporting live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Lindsay. KSL News Time 501. Transgender advocates are sharing their thoughts about gendered bathrooms. After last night's heated debate at a Jordan school board meeting, one of the speakers there, State Board of Education member Natalie Klein.
One truth is that boys are boys and girls are girls.
She claims that Title IX is only supposed to protect girls, not transgender students. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has reaction.
Christina Bogus is a teacher and on the Utah State Board of Education. She says regardless of the personal views of members like Natalie Klein, the board supports all students.
It is not just the young females we are protecting when we create separate facilities and enforce those facilities. We also have the responsibility to reduce the possibility of negative situations for those who are an exception to the majority.
Sue Robbins is from Equality Utah. She says education around this issue is important.
And that's why the education of the broad public will continue so that people understand who transgender individuals are and that there's really nothing here to be worried about. It's just another part of who we are.
Hugo Cadbell, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 502. Title IX says schools can't discriminate based on gender, but it does not address what's fair when it comes to bathrooms and transgender students. Here's KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis.
What you see more and more lately that does accommodate the law is just a designated bathroom for anyone. Usually a small one.
A small one. Skordis says you'll sometimes see schools turn one or two bathrooms unisex to accommodate Title IX law. House Republicans are demanding increased border security to keep the government running. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, more than two dozen House Republicans say they will let the government shut down if President Biden doesn't do more to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Congressman August Pfluger speaking out today on their behalf.
No border security, no funding. It's time to shut down the southern border.
On the Senate side, Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's focused on stopping the shutdown.
We're going to concentrate on trying to do our job here in the Senate, which I think is to pass a bill that keeps the government open.
Without a continuing spending bill, nearly 60,000 Customs and Border Patrol officers and nearly 16,000 immigration workers will have to work without pay. In developing news this half hour, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan says she will not recuse herself from former President Trump's 2020 election interference case in Washington. Now, she is rejecting the former president's claims that her past comments raise doubts about whether she can be fair. Following the facts, that's what the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, Jason Smith, says Republicans are doing in the congressional investigation into Hunter Biden's finances.
We have a long list of people that we are trying to come in to answer questions. We're following the facts, and we're going to see where the facts lead us.
The first official hearing of the Biden impeachment inquiry is set for tomorrow. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
We're days away from when the Utah Pride Center said they'd have a new strategic plan. A month ago, they weren't even sure if they'd reopen at all. They've been closed through September. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the update. Amy?
Jeff, the center first announced last month that they were having issues, saying they needed to reimagine the future. John Johnson has served with the Pride Center for 25 years in different roles. He says he thinks the center might have to become like others around the country and just focus on the Pride Festival.
I would hope that community stakeholders and leaders of the community who have led the organization in the past would come together and step forward.
Johnson ran the Pride Festival for the center 14 times and says he thinks the festival and the parade still have the potential to raise money.
Utah's a great place. There's a lot of wonderful people here. And with the right leadership in place, an organization can do well. There's a need, and there's enough support here to fulfill that need.
Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Mies.
Delays continue southbound I-15 in Davis County from Antelope Drive in Layton to just past the Kaysville Ponds. Legacy seeing a slow ride tonight northbound going from Bountiful into Farmington near the I-15 junction. And Highway 89 jammed up northbound from SR 193 up to the I-84 junction. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. We heard this afternoon that Weber State University found a swastika carved into a table. They've since removed the table from use. This happened on Monday, which was also Yom Kippur, a Jewish holy day. The university says they're investigating to find the person responsible. The school condemns actions that perpetuate prejudice or make people feel unsafe. Multiple arrests have been made in a violent night of looting in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia here.
Quick police work adding up to 52 arrests after Tuesday night's looting in several stores and other businesses in Philadelphia. A Foot Locker and Apple Store among those hit.
The Apple Store looks pretty cleaned out. All the Apple Watches, iPhones.
Philadelphia police say there were 76 incidents reported with 49 adults and 3 teens arrested, many of them caught on surveillance video and cell phone video with stolen items in hand. Also in hand, at least 2 guns recovered. Police calling the suspects criminal opportunists. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Pandemic-era funding to support child care providers goes away at the end of the month. Deseret News reporter Lois Collins tells David Dujanovic this could lead to some child care providers closing down, especially in rural areas.
But even before the pandemic ever started, they said that nationally we were 3.6 million slots short.
There is a new coalition of bipartisan lawmakers in Washington that say they plan on putting a focus on child care, but so far nothing's been proposed. Days after it parachuted into Utah's West Desert, scientists have opened that canister of asteroid dust from the asteroid Bennu.
Carefully ensconced in a special canister, scientists found black dust and debris on the canister's surface, indicating some of the asteroid material had leaked out during the return trip to Earth. Inside, rocks and more dust from the ancient asteroid Bennu, which is believed to be part of the early solar system. Scientists will continue to examine it and then store it away for future analysis. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Floyd, a little traffic and weather together were brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have lanes blocked due to a damaged roadway in South Jordan eastbound 106 South at 400 West. Watch for those lane shifts and use caution. Delays southbound I-15 for Salt Lake County drivers now stretching from 4500 South to 146 South. Northbound I-15 at the bottom end of the county, we are still seeing heavy and slow traffic in Bluffdale and Draper. And then also some heavy and sometimes slower traffic moving southbound on the West Belt. That's from California Avenue to Taylorsville. Mark?
Getting some signs of life in Tooele on SR36. Just getting your first backup for the rush hour Lake Point down to Stansbury Park. It's not severe, nor are the delays on Mountain View, but they're awfully heavy. SR201 to 3500 South. And you're sluggish again through daybreak. Bangor's got delays filling in 7800 South to 9800 South. And the worst of the delays in Utah County going to be southbound Lehigh Main Street down to Geneva Road. And you got northbound sluggish in spots, Orem up to American Fork. Steve.
And a bit of a slow ride. Got solid slowdowns right now. Northbound 15 between downtown Salt Lake and Woods Cross. And farther up into Davis County from Lagoon into Layton. Even southbound 15 slow. Layton back the other way into Kaysville. Delays on the 215 West Belt northbound from I-80 to North Temple. And northbound Legacy really bogged down. Bountiful through Centerville. Wake up with a sore back. Upgrade your mattress today at Durden's new sleep center. Durden's Mattresses on 5th South in Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know, at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at temperatures in the mid-80s with lots of sunshine. Low 80s for 6 o'clock, upper 70s for 7, and low 70s for 8. Ultimate lows will be in the mid-50s under clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Warm at 84 degrees in Salt Lake City. Sunset tonight is at, 7:16 p.m. Sun's up tomorrow morning at 7:21, KSL News Time 5:12, and now let's go in-depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, it's a dream come true for Shrek fans. They can now enjoy Shrek's mud-laden, moss-covered, murky-watered swamp for a weekend getaway. Now, the stay is hosted by everyone's favorite talking equine donkey.
Oh, and it is lovely, just beautiful. You know, you are quite a decorator. It's amazing what you've done with such a modest budget. I like that boulder.
And it is a real-life recreation of Shrek's Swamp Home, the iconic outhouse included. It's available for up to 3 guests October 27th through the 29th in the Scottish Highlands. Now, guests at the swamp can relax in the light of an earwax candle, warm up by the fireplace, or marvel at the rustic architecture. And in the morning?
I live in a swamp. I put up signs. I'm a terrifying ogre. What do I have to do to get a little privacy?
Okay, no word on if the stay actually includes Shrek throwing out his guests. The best part, though, it's free, although you're responsible for getting your own travel to Scotland. Onion and Ogre enthusiasts are requested to book their stay beginning on October 13th on Airbnb.
Free?
Free.
You had me at earwax. Thanks, Maria. KSL News Time 5:13. A Utah State University professor has pleaded guilty to misusing university funds. Police say Terry Allen Mesmer filled out reimbursement forms for about $12,000. The auditing office says Mesmer repeatedly used a USU vehicle, but reported that he had used a personal vehicle to get reimbursements. Police say he also booked Airbnbs using university funds for family trips. Okay, folks, Travis Kelce is talking about Taylor Swift. The Kansas City Chief does a podcast with his brother Jason, the Philadelphia Eagle. Listen.
What's real is that, you know, it is my personal life. And I want to respect both of our lives. She's not in the media as much as I am doing this show every single week and, you know, having fun during the NFL season on other guys' shows. So, like you said on that Thursday night game, I'm enjoying life. And I sure as hell enjoyed this weekend. So everything moving forward. I think me talking about sports and saying, all right, now will have to be, kind of where I keep it.
Travis Kelce giving us nothing after his weekend with Taylor Swift. The podcast is called New Heights. We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. We are just now hearing a man has been killed in a fire that happened last night in Mill Creek. It was about 11 o'clock last night. Unified Fire says this blaze started after a cooking accident at 40th South Main Street. They say the man was in his 60s, but they have not released his name. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a former Layton police officer could spend as many as 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to killing a woman with his car while drinking and driving. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, a 14-year-old girl has very serious injuries after she was hit by an SUV in Heber on Main Street at about 11:30 this morning. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a lot of slowdowns on I-15 tonight, and they stretch in Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. But if you're northbound on I-15, it is heavy and slow from about the North Temple area all the way to Bountiful, and then more slowing from Lagoon up through Kaysville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine today with temperatures back in the upper 80s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
84 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. 3 days to a government shutdown. There's no agreement in Congress on a spending plan to prevent it. ABC's Justin Finch says the House is more divided than ever.
House Democratic leadership demanding moderate Republicans stand up to Speaker Kevin McCarthy and hardline members of their party to spare the nation a government shutdown. House Democratic Caucus Chairman Pete Aguilar.
The only way we avoid a shutdown is through a bipartisan measure. Speaker McCarthy knows it. Our senators know it.
A shutdown could force some 4 million Americans to go without pay and leave some 10,000 children without access to Head Start early development programs. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
The Senate is prepared to vote on a short-term spending plan, but it contains funding for Ukraine, which a number of Republicans don't want. U.S. soldier Travis King is on his way back to the U.S. 2 months after he ran into North Korea. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller thanking Sweden and China for helping to facilitate King's release.
We tried to reach out on a number of occasions. They rejected our direct approaches and ended up talking to Sweden.
King is being flown to Fort Sam Houston in Texas. Federal Judge Tanya Chutkan has denied an effort by former President Trump to have her recuse herself from presiding over his 2020 election interference case. Seven Republican presidential candidates meet in tonight's second presidential debate. And the one at the center of the stage, Ron DeSantis, may need to have a big night.
These numbers have been plummeting, and you've heard from a lot of donors. They need to hear something from Ron DeSantis that shows that he's got the spark, that he's got the fire to be able to compete and match up as the one candidate who could take on Donald Trump.
ABC's political director, Rick Klein. The SkyTrain at Miami International Airport's Concourse D is closed due to cracks under the elevated tracks. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the KSL in-depth in just a few hours, 7 o'clock tonight. The second GOP presidential debate begins without the Republican frontrunner. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, Utah's Republican Party Chair Robert Axon. Thanks so much for joining us ahead of this debate. So let me ask you, last time they debated, Trump's absence was barely mentioned. Do you think they're going to glaze over it again tonight?
No, I think they'll certainly talk about it a little bit more than what we saw in Milwaukee. And that certainly will be one of the conversation points. But I think these other seven candidates are also each coming with their messages and their talking points and their issues that they want to bring to the forefront of the debate.
Last debate, Vivek Ramaswamy planted his flag. Do you think he's going to be as active with the sharp elbows again tonight?
It may be hard to move away from what you feel worked last go around, but I think while that strategy may have been necessary then, I would encourage any candidate who then made a name for themselves in one debate to try to build off of that rather than doing the same thing. Let's get into some other issues and maybe highlight a different aspect of what his candidacy would look like.
After the last debate, Ramaswamy picked up some support in the polls. He also picked up some fundraising money. Do you think he has further to go, and how is he being received here in Utah?
Yeah, I think he certainly has a lot of upside, as does pretty much all of these candidates. This is the opportunity for a lot of Americans to be introduced to them individually and to see what they like and what they don't like from the various candidates. And so a strong night, a strong showing from Vivek or any of the others will certainly pay dividends as it comes to fundraising and engagement on their website and whatnot, and certainly further conversations. He has a lot of upside here in Utah, but I think especially in our state where we care about principle, but we also care about style and tone, He'll need to be careful not to come across as too abrasive.
All of these seven candidates in this debate are deep in the rearview mirror for Donald Trump. What are they really playing for tonight?
Well, you know, the race is not over until it's over. A lot of things can happen over these next handful of months before states start voting. In Utah, it's on March 5th at our caucus night is where our presidential selection process will occur. So Republicans from across the state of Utah will come out on March 5th, be able to select their preferred candidate. And so a lot of things can change. But beyond the potential for things to change on who the front runner is or is not in the Republican nomination process this go around, keep in mind that a lot of these candidates are also making a name for themselves on a potential administration post as well as future presidential election cycles.
Utah's GOP chairman, Robert Axon, is with us. And there have been a lot of developments here at home in Utah. Brad Wilson's about to announce he's running for Senate. Looks like John Curtis. That's what we're hearing from his camp today. And that's also going to open up John Curtis's congressional seat. There's a lot of movement in the party. What's going on behind the scenes?
This is a fantastic thing because Utah being the youngest state per capita in the country, it behooves us to have new people come to the forefront and make their case as to why they should be elected in any office. And I am proud of the Utah Republican Party and the number of our candidates. We have a very deep bench, not only on this presidential cycle, but I see a deep bench happening and occurring in this open Senate race, in Congressman Curtis's race. If he vacates that, that too would be an open race. And I think we will have a lot of really good Republican candidates for the people of Utah to choose from.
Brad Wilson is set to announce his candidacy for Senate 6 o'clock tonight in about 40 minutes, I believe, in Draper. And thank you to Utah Republican Party Chairman Robert Axon on the news line. We appreciate it. 5:21, bit late. Let's get to traffic and weather together. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Ricky?
Heavy and slow southbound I-215's west belt from I-80 through West Valley. Delays southbound I-15, Murray to Bluffdale. Northbound I-15 from the point up to Bangor. And again, a little bit in South Salt Lake to downtown. Mark?
Solid wall of traffic on Bangor Highway traveling southbound 7800 south down to 9800 South Shields Lane in Utah County. Still have a pretty packed house, Lehigh down to Pleasant Grove Boulevard, and then on the northbound side coming Orem to American Fork and Sluggish. Steve.
And solid slowdowns northbound 15 between downtown and Woods Cross. Davis County slowdowns Lagoon to Layton. Southbound 15 got slowdowns back the other way, Layton to Kaysville. Delays on the 215 West Belt from I-80 to North Temple. And northbound Legacy bogged down Woods Cross through Centerville. Limited tickets available for the Nate Bergazzi Funny Tour Saturday, September 30th, 3 p.m. at the Delta Center. Tickets available at DeltaCenter.com. Nate Bergazzi, Be Funny Tour live at Delta Center. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful, sunny, and warm weather to start the 7-day forecast, but changes will move in over the weekend. Tonight, 55 for the low, a little cooler on Thursday, high of 76 with sunny skies, low 80s and sunny on Friday. Then some south winds pick up Saturday, increasing clouds and a high of 80 degrees. A cold front moves in late Saturday night into Sunday. That'll bring valley rain, high elevation snow, and drop temperatures into the 60s for highs with lows in the 40s. Storminess lingers through Monday, and it moves out Monday night. We're back to partly cloudy and mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now, 84 degrees in Salt Lake City. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll be back with the business news and the market close in just a moment. Stay here.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.